Any question?
I've been studying Nicholson's commentaries. This goes back to the first story, the Inshallah. Now, I've always understood it in my ignorance that I'll see you tomorrow, I'll see you next week, and we say Inshallah, which means God willing. Now, this comment here is, in line 49, he says, the exception. He actually uses that word in the formula, Inshallah, if God will. Do not say anything low, I will do that tomorrow. And he says, except if it be so that God will. So, is it actually is what one is saying when one says, Inshallah, the exception? Like, I'll see you tomorrow, unless or except God will something else? Or does it imply, I'll see you tomorrow, if God wills? You know, I hadn't heard the exception, I had never heard it expressed as the exception before. Except if God wills, you know, if God wills something else, I won't be there. Is how I'm reading what Nicholson is saying. And he uses the word except twice in his explanation there, which ties in a lot with your, to me, with your use of the word exception.
Everybody understood what the question was?
You talked about that during the King and the Handmaiden, exactly.
This is something that we have to talk about again and again. First of all, one of the main known trick about all the text of mystic text is that it carries a lot of different meanings at the same time, like a riddle. They use the poetic language just because of this. Because the main difference between the poetic language and normal language? Normal language tends towards precision. When somebody is talking, it's clear. When it's not clear, it agitates your imagination, and you could imagine some other recipe in it or other meaning in it. Then it becomes poetic language. And look at them. Even in non-poetic language, they talk poetically. They use the rhyme, they use all the musicality, and they choose the words just because of that. This is, I believe, something obvious. What are we doing here? Remember, during all these stories, what are we learning? We're learning that there is a way, which we call it other way rather than logical way. In logics, you try to express what you have in your mind as correctly as you could. You choose the words, and if you want to really give it to someone, let's say you have something in your mind, and you are that genius who has it. You want to give it to other people exactly as you know it. How do you do that? Oh, we have created a language just for that.
Mathematics.
Mathematics is trying to be precise. So, a mathematician will write something. Somewhere else, somebody will look at it, and if it has the know-how, we'll know exactly what that means, right? So we have a language for that, and we are proud of mathematics. Right? But at the same time, we have the poetic language. What is the poetic language about? First of all, it's about carrying different messages, because different people we'll get different things from it, right? So in receiving the meaning, you participate. The thing is not given to you, you participate. Deeper you dig, better you understand it. And by this deeper, we don't mean precision, going deep to find the precise point over there. No, it's like digging for all the roots of this one single plant, because there are different roots to that. Understood? That we know, right? What is the best language